Hi friend, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. My name is Sheridan Voysey, and I've titled today's reading, Unlimited. There I am, sitting in the shopping mall food court, my body tense and my stomach knotted over looming work deadlines. As I unwrap my burger and take a bite, people rush around me, fretting over their own tasks. How limited we all are, I think to myself. Limited in time, energy, and capacity. I consider writing a new to-do list and prioritizing the urgent tasks, but as I pull out a pen, another thought enters my mind, a thought of one who is infinite and unlimited, who effortlessly accomplishes all that he desires. This God, Isaiah says, can measure the oceans in the hollow of his hand and collect the dust of the earth in a basket. He names the stars of the heavens and directs their path, knows the rulers of the world and oversees their careers, considers islands mere specks of dust and the nations like drops in the sea. To whom will you compare me? He asks in Isaiah 25. The Lord is the everlasting God, Isaiah replies. He will not grow tired or weary. Stress and strain are never good for us. But on this day, they deliver a powerful lesson. The unlimited God is not like me. He accomplishes everything he wishes. I finish my burger and then pause once more and silently worship. Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 to 28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy, and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught, and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Let's pray. Lord, you are the unlimited one who will accomplish all that you've promised. You are not limited by time or energy or capacity. In all the troubles of the world, in everything that stresses and strains us, we praise you for being the mighty one who is at work. Lord, help us to rest in that truth today. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.